I always loved art. Always. And it was, I don't know how many years ago, but I said, well, this was the gift that was given to me. My gift. And I don't have to shop to make myself happy.
Yeah.
I don't have to travel to make myself happy. None of that stuff. I get tons of joy. I get it from painting. And that's all I need. And even now, I say to myself, okay, if I live to be, well, however old I live, I'll be happy doing this forever. I view it as a very healthy pastime. And I don't think pastime's the right word either, but I love it.
That is Kelly Lean. Kelly is a Bemidji area artist who just recently completed a 2-year artist fellowship that allowed her the financial support necessary to expand her skills of watercolor and collage. Kelly's style is bright and bold with rich saturated colors, and she started working with watercolors back in 1996. What was it that turned you on to watercolor?
We had moved to Rapid City, yeah. And I started going into the art galleries, and I was enamored with it. I just thought, I would like to do this. And there were people around that taught, mm-hmm. and they had their own studios, and they gave lessons. So the opportunity was there. In 96, I would have been, let me think, 38. Not young. It's never too late. The technique that I've been doing in recent years is I do watercolor pours.
Okay, what's that?
Okay, so they're very technical. I don't think they're creative. They're technical. I work from a reference photo, and I enlarge it to be a black and white, as big as I want the painting to be. And then I identify all the values. So the value 1 would be whites. Value 2 would be the next level, you know, getting a little darker. And
sure.
Level 3, and building, I draw around all those values, and I plan out this painting. And then I even have another plan over here. I'm looking at it where it's almost like it's in secret code. And then I have the, then it gets drawn a third time, and it's finally drawn on the watercolor paper. And I don't know if people out there know what masking fluid is. It's liquid latex.
Okay.
So when you want something to be white on the watercolor paper, you paint the whites out with the latex, then you do your first colorful wash, and it goes all over the page. You need to know some things. You do that first wash. Okay, it dries overnight, and then the next day, you look at your plan again. It's drawn out on your, like about 3 different places, and you mask out the next values. And then you pour more color on top. And watercolor, for pours, you use transparent ones. So you start pouring more color on top. Well, every time you pour another color down, it's changing the colors of the ones underneath.
Right, which is why you have to mask out things if you want that color to stay.
But it's changing them.
It is.
Yep. And you're squirting and you're tilting your board, and then that sits overnight because you want it to really hook down into the and stay in the paper. And then the next day you do the next values, and you keep going and going and going. Well, pretty soon you can't tell what's on your paper, but you have that plan over here, right? So at the tail end, when almost everything is masked, the whole piece, you have only what's the darkest darks left. And so you make up your paint concoctions very, what? They're thick, kind of thick, because they're supposed to be powerful. And they're the last things that go on. And then you let it sit one more night. So a whole week's gone by.
So much patience.
I know. It's building. So then the last day, they call it the great reveal. And you just start pulling the mask off, and basically the whole thing comes off pretty easily. And underneath is your painting. If you know how to layer your colors, you know that you didn't ruin it. You know that, but it's going to be a surprise.
Did you notice you had a knack right away when you started, or did you think, boy, I need to really work on this?
I always had a knack. So. I was doing batiks in the 70s.
Okay, so this kind of, when you were talking about putting down the masking, is that what you called it?
You mean for the...
It's kind of like batiking, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
That's why it was easy.
Yeah.
Because I had done it before. Because it's the same thing as what the wax does with the fabric. Mm-hmm. The masking fluid does with the paper.
Pretty cool.
I know.
Kelly Lean's watercolors are realistic with an abstract air about them. And she somehow, through her use and natural understanding of color, creates interesting opportunities for light to sort of dance across and through her works. Tell me about your watercolor that is trees that are primarily yellow with a little bit of red and a little bit of green, but a lot of yellow. It's so beautiful, and it kind of, for some reason, it reminds me of stained glass, but it just has a really iridescent feel about it.
So we move back to Bemidji. Well, we're in Bemidji now. There's all of those beautiful fall colors. Mm-hmm. So I was walking in our yard, and it was just one of those peak autumn days. And we have some woods. And it was a day where literally everything was yellow. And there was a breeze, and some of the leaves were floating down, whatever. But I was just totally submerged in yellow. And I took a picture, and then for 2 years I looked at that. Because it was very, would have been hard to recreate. And so I gave myself the challenge of that one for the fellowship. I did that one by direct painting with one attempt, but it's called In the Yellow Woods.
Okay.
So that was the one where we returned up north.
Well, you've talked about your watercolor pours and your direct painting, but you also create some incredibly interesting collages.
I start those as a watercolor underpainting.
They look like paintings to me. The collages look like paintings, and maybe that's why.
So I have my own method. I came up with it on my own, kind of. But so for people who don't know, an underpainting is, so you've drawn out some contoured lines on your watercolor paper. So not a complete drawing, just some lines, outlines. Mm-hmm. Of your objects.
Just like lightly with a pencil?
Well, it doesn't have to be lightly because you're going to cover them up. But
okay.
I mean, so you do have a plan. And so you usually use primaries. So you got your yellows and you got your blues and you got your version of red. So for an underpainting, you totally get the paper wet. And you know, there's lots of different yellows. There's lots of different blues. There's lots of different pinks. There's lots of different reds. Mm-hmm. So every time you pick a different combination, you're going to have a whole different outcome. So it's not boring ever. So is it going to be a high-intensity painting? Is it going to be a somber painting? Your choices of color would dictate that. But you start putting your colors in, and they're flowing around, and they're merging with each other, and you're tilting your board that your paper's
so
attached to.
So it's that wet that you're able to mm-hmm. move the board around and move the colors around.
If you choose.
Okay.
And you're squirting and with your water bottle. And then, you know, you walk away. And then an hour or so later, you walk back and the paper's totally dry and it's totally flat and everything's sitting there just perfect. And so what the underpainting does for me, it gives me ideas. It gives me direction. I don't know how it's going to end up. You don't know. And it does real cool things in places, so you can choose to never cover up some of those cool things ever. Just leave them there. Or you could cover up the whole page if you want. But the main part about the underpainting is you already did your background. There it is. And it gives you ideas because there you are, and you're just flooded with ideas from having that spontaneous thing occur.
Yeah. And then you create with your collages pictures themselves out of cut out pieces of
so you know what I've been using
things.
Do you know what I've been using?
What?
So over the years I had subscriptions to art magazines, mm-hmm. including lettering artists, calligraphers. So I'm literally, the collages were made from the art from somebody else's art. One day, what did I need? A certain kind of yellow to finish a collage, and I have a big lion.
Yes.
Have you seen him?
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't find that yellow anywhere. And I said to myself, well, I have this big, thick, monstrous book on Van Gogh. that cost me like $10. So I like ripped that page out of there, you know. So my art, my collages technically would be called derivative art because they were derived from somewhere. That's the process with that.
Okay. So then you just use paint at the beginning and that's it? Or do you use paint later too sometimes?
Nope.
Okay.
It's so fun.
Fascinating.
They're almost like sculpting. Another cool aspect of collage with regards to using those magazine pieces is I use a lot of tracing paper, and the tracing paper acts like little viewfinders. Okay, so you have your design drawn on your watercolor paper, and you're hunting for that piece you want, and you find your wild piece of magazine, whatever it is, with all the stuff on that page. So you take your tracing paper, you put it on the part of your collage that you draw around the piece you need. Then you take that back and put it on your magazine piece. It's like a little viewfinder. And you move it around until you find exactly the piece you want. And then you cut around the line, just like somebody with a sewing pattern.
So it's that specific.
Yeah.
I mean, and then you can be that specific.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
And then it goes right in that spot.
Well, your pieces are so... there's so much depth in them, and they don't even look like collages. They look like paintings.
They're little labors of love.
So what's next? Now that you've completed a fellowship,
well,
now where are you going?
Let's see. So the fellowship did open doors, and it had to have been that, because I was a virtual unknown for 3 years up here until then, which is fine. But anyway, so I've got all kinds of little irons in the fire. The Watercolor Society, Great Plains Watercolor Society in Sioux Falls, has asked me to go down and do an all-day workshop on collage. I'm going to do that this summer. And I got invited to be a feature exhibit at the Bismarck Art Gallery in 2020. Some of those galleries, they book out.
Yeah.
And I've got a class coming up in Bemidji in collage. I booked the community room at Beltrami Electric that the class won't be until May. It's an all-day Saturday class.
Okay. And that's on collaging.
Yep. But, you know, but the collaging also incorporates watercolor, too, in a way,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So.
That's Kelly Lean. You can keep up with her on her website, kellyleanart.com. And her name is spelled kellyleanart.com. Or you can follow her on her Facebook group page called Inside My Studio. She shares tips and progress of current things she's working on, as well as artistic insights there as well.
I get up really early, and that's my selfish time, so that's when I start working on stuff. And then when I have something going, I carry it around with me all day. I have it on a board. Mm-hmm. So if I'm making a meal for the family, I perch it in the kitchen and I stare at it while I'm making our meal, and I say, oh, I'm going to change that, or oh, that's not right, or I even perch them by me in my bedroom at night. I mean, they're just like, they're with me until they're done, and I want to see it when I wake up in the morning, and I grab it in the dark and I wander out of my bedroom with my whatever I'm working on, and I go right in and work on it in the morning. So, you know, I do like to do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's what I do. I'll be doing this forever, or as long as I'm around.
Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota. I just want to remind folks that Kelly's work is currently up at the Wild Hare Bistro in Bemidji, so you can go check out her work in person.